Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. First thing before you do anything, everyone should have a daily devotional life. Give about 15 to 20 minutes to God. As soon as you wake up, you may set your alarm clock to wake you up if you have to. After receiving from Turning Point Audio, turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. It is published monthly and available both in hard and soft copies. If you subscribe, prayer booklet content shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Debbie on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Welcome to Tuesday, the 29th day in the month. God shall close this month for you with glorious testimonies. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today and be responding with amen, I receive it. God shall order your step into waiting miracle these days. His manifest presence shall back you up everywhere you go. I see destiny helpers positioned for you and your children at different junctions of life. The chief butler was positioned in the palace to mention Joseph to Pharaoh. And Joseph himself was sent by God to Egypt to preserve the life of a nation. Your name, business name, your children, your subsidiary, your product, your goods and services, your CV and your ministry, and your expectations shall all be mentioned before those that will connect to you and do you good. Receive it in Jesus' name. And open your heart and let me speak to them. I speak to your hands. Open your hands. I speak to them. Nothing dies in this hand anymore. Nothing fails in this hand anymore. Your family, your business, anything you do with this hand will succeed. Who is this? Some people are working against your interest to deny you, to stop you, to remove you, or to get you out. God shall fight for you. All the evil counsel, connivance and contrivances against you shall crash like a pack of cards. Listeners, let's do this. Let's take this prophetic action today, if you can. Stand up and walk to a door nearby, a closed door, maybe in your room, in your office, in kitchen, wherever you are. Any door at all, closed. Then stand behind it and lay your hand on the closed door and speak out loud to the door. Say, all closed doors against me. Speak it loud. All closed doors against me and my interests. Closed doors against my next level. Closed doors for my assistance and help. Closed doors nationally and internationally, globally and locally. Closed doors to my advancement and progress. Closed door to my marriage and my connection. Closed door against my children. Closed door against good sales and heavy patronage. Closed doors to my money and abundance. I prophesy, all closed doors against me now open. Closed door against me in this country and in the industry. I prophesy, open. Are you praying? Say it loud and clear. Open. Say with me, lift up your head, O ye gate, and be thou lifted up, ye everlasting doors. I am coming in. I have to pass through. So open. My children, my career and business, we are coming in. Close doors, open. Say it again, say open. In Jesus' name, open. If you are able to speak in tongue, please speak in tongue against that closed door. For 1 minute, just blast in tongue. It's a spiritual exercise. It's a spiritual warfare. Begin to say, close doors against me, open. Amen. That's okay. Then open that door and physically walk through the door. Yes, walk through the door. You can then come back to your room. Something has happened in the spiritual now. It shall soon be manifesting in the physical and in the reality. Please be sensitive and be watchful. As you see things change, doors open, breakthrough comes, send your testimonies. Then October 29, bomb people, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed as well. You shall mark October 29 yearly in good health, in strength, and advancement and prosperity in life in Jesus' name. Say amen. happy birthday. Sow a special Thanksgiving seed on your birthday for the kingdom expansion according to your age, as we have said it before, according to the numbers of your years. That is, if you can, it works wonders. Welcome to the second day of this insightful practical and wisdom teachings, and first one today. Good morning, my beloved TPGS family. So happy to be here. A widow with two female and one male children. I'm in my 70s and self-sustained. I go on a vacation just once a year to my son's house. The wife is always nasty when I'm alone with her, but very nice when my son is at home. I told one of my daughters, she said, my son will be upset with her if I report. My son likes me. He likes me to come, but I don't feel happy in his house. The wife does not use the gift I buy for her and also for the children. Sir, how do I handle the situation? I love my son and I love to see my grandchildren too. Please help me, sir. More anointing. Wow. It's unfortunate that this is happening to you at your age. Your daughter-in-law is supposed to be like your daughter, who should love her mother-in-law like her own natural mother, not suspecting her and being nasty and being hypocritical. Nice when the husband is at home and something else when the husband is away. Your son may be upset with her to know this, but he will also not be happy to see you unhappy and shift away from him and the grandchildren. My counsel is that you first of all open up to this your daughter-in-law between you and her alone. Just like Jesus taught us, when we have odd or anybody have odd against us in the brotherhood, that we should go to the person alone and discuss it. If he or she still resists and change, then that ends the matter. But if he still go on being, if he's still not changing, then he said we should report to the church to be in charge. Now, for me, that is the route to follow. Sit down with her. But if he's not changing, then sit down with her and your son, three of you only. And then air your mind. Say what you see and what you have been passing through. Let it be discussed between the three. What happens from there will guide you on what next to do. My last word, all daughters-in-law, stop suspecting your mother-in-law. Stop calling them witch. Treat them as we treat your own mother. Don't, same thing for sons-in-law too, to their own mother or parents-in-law. Listeners, let me have your own opinion on this matter. If it is different from my counsel, send such opinion and contribution to +234 809 789 4000. Let us all learn from your own wealth of experience too. Next, good morning, my TPGF. I'm in my late 60s. Now, I encourage one of my children to join me on my online viable business, paying her very well. I just discovered that she had registered her own company doing the same business with me. My first reaction was to cut her off completely. But people advised against it that I should let be. The other staff members are misbehaving because they are aware of this situation. Daddy, please, what do I do? I'm not ready to retire yet. Wow. Another dimension now from a daughter. I suspect she's not satisfied with what you pay her, even though you think you are paying her well, and haven't seen the fortune that the company is making. Then there is greed in her. At the age you mentioned, I cannot advise you to retire. No, this is what you have done all your life, and it keeps you busy and happy. Again, call her for a conversation. Daughter, why did you do this? Hear what she will have to say. Maybe she wants to be an associate, a co-director with you in that business. Hear her out. You may ask a mature, respected person to be around as a witness. If you don't do something about this situation, now that the other members of staff are aware and they are complaining, they may take the business down. All of them may start doing silly things, and the business may die. Not an easy situation. A daughter ought not to sabotage her mother this way, but still love her and please pray her to be restored. Do it in wisdom, prayerfully. Again, interested listeners, speak to this as well. Let's all learn from each other. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain in Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m. Kado Life Camp, after the Fish Market, Abuja. Telephone numbers to engage for direction and more information about the Abuja Prayer Mountain is 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the Prayer Mountain in Ikeja, Lagos, at Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, and Port Harcourt. Two services run on Thursday, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. They will all run concurrently. Prayer focus on Prayer Mountain this week is grace for uncommon result. Strange result. Come to be anointed and imparted for strange and uncommon result. Month is ending. So if you are a monthly tither, personal, corporate, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the ongoing 10-10-10 seed we are doing this month, please do it as soon as you can. We will move to the seed of 11-11-11 in November. I want all TPGF members worldwide to subscribe to our YouTube platform if you have not already done so. If you are on YouTube on your phone, go there and just type at The Real Femi Emmanuel. The word real is R-E-A-L. YouTube at The Real Femi Emmanuel. Subscribe and turn on notification. It will help me to pray directly, intentionally, and prophetically to your face as your face will pop up on the screen. It's a powerful spiritual exercise that God just dropped into my mind. So all TPGF members and listeners, subscribe to our YouTube. Do so today. And let my prophetic prayer directly to your face on phone. On phone, see your picture start today. Please do as God gives you the grace and reach out to other people, sending turning point to them. I speak to everyone's life. Go and do well and go and see the power of God in action. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.